Another observation I have on the Ramsey case, the ransom note to be specific, is how the person that wrote the note, that the gentleman looking after your daughter, JonBenet, do not particularly like you. Meaning, do not particularly like John Ramsey. The note, if you recall, was intended for John and wrote for and to John Ramsey, the father. It was determined that the note was wrote in the house. The assailant must have known that they were going to find out that the note was written inside of the house, because he or she used a paper pad from inside of the house and a Sharpie pen from inside of the house as well. And that will only point to one thing and one thing only. It was written inside of the house. So how is it that the assailant knows who is going to be taking care of the little girl and spoke and wrote as if the little girl was already under the care of one of the assailants, a group member, writing that the gentleman looking over your daughter do not particularly like you. So it's a fabrication. That part of the note is a fabrication, and that points to other parts of the note being a fabrication. Obviously, perhaps the whole note, the whole scenario was a fabrication. There was likely not an intent to collect a ransom amount of money because of the low amounts and because the child was already dead or dying at the time the note was written. This was determined by specialists. So my observation is, again, that not only that part of the note was a fabrication, but likely the whole note, the whole scenario in the note was a fabrication. And it doesn't match intent of a outside intruder to attempt to deceive after the fact, after the worst crime was committed, murder. Not only murder, but murder through strangulation and horrible, perhaps, torture. Why take the time and effort and the chance of being caught? Obviously, the individual cared about being caught because he or she made an escape if, in fact, it was a outside intruder. So why take the chances? Again, this observation, I believe, points to the inside of the home as the place and the source or the persons or person committed the murder. Again, the murder may have been a killing, perhaps unintended, perhaps an accident, perhaps something done unintended, as I put my hypothesis forward of an unintended killing, meaning that it was done by someone in a subconscious mental state. Again, I'd like to hear your comments on this observation of this fabrication, that part of the note where the assailant or author at least pointed out at someone taking care of the child as if it was already happening, when in fact the child was dead or dying in the house and the assailant was still in the home writing this note. Thank you very much. I'd like to hear from you. Have a great day.